This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There are some deaths reported after Hurricane Milton plowed into Florida last night as a fierce Category 3 storm. This morning, it was down to a Category 1 hurricane. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
Hurricane Milton slammed into Siesta Key, Florida Wednesday night as a Category 3 storm with winds of more than 110 miles per hour. Tampa was spared a direct hit, but forecasters say the situation in the Tampa area is still a major emergency. St. Petersburg has recorded more than 16 inches of rain, and there are now flash flood warnings. Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team in St. Petersburg, appears badly damaged. The stadium's fabric-domed roof has been ripped to shreds by fierce winds. And St. Petersburg residents can no longer get water from their taps because of a water main break. The storm has knocked out power to more than 2.8 million homes and businesses. The sheriff in St. Lucie County tells WPBF News there is some loss of life, though he wouldn't say how many people have been killed. I'm Donna Warder.
Sheriff Keith Pearson in St. Lucie County did say this.
Unfortunately, it's going to be a fatal storm.
Do you have a number of the fatalities or anything like that?
We're focusing on just recovering, you know, getting help to people that need it.
The sheriff heard there on WPBF-TV in Florida. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke on the phone yesterday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It was 30 minutes long. It was direct. It was productive. Obviously, the call that the president had with the Prime Minister of Israel. They discussed a range of issues,
including talk about Iran's recent missile attack on Israel and how Israel will respond. Sean Diddy Combs makes his first appearance today before the judge who's expected to preside over his trial on sex trafficking charges. He'll be in federal court in Manhattan. He's pleaded not guilty. This is AP News. Now to a storm warning of a different kind.
A severe solar storm over the next few days could put even more stress on the nation's power grid. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a severe geomagnetic storm watch. An outburst was detected from the sun. Louis Lanzarotti with the New Jersey Institute of Technology told the AP in 2010, the sun is a very fascinating star.
The sunspots are caused by magnetic field configurations on the sun, which can cause disturbances on the sun, which then propagate out to Earth.
Forecasters do not expect the latest solar storm to surpass the one that slammed Earth in May, the strongest in more than two decades. Power and radio signals could be disrupted. Richard Fisher with NASA says be ready just in case.
A little extra water and a good flashlight and a transistor radio are pretty good things to have.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.